Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I'll say this, it was only one quarter, but it was a great quarter for Drake May up until he got hit in the head by Sherwood over there. And it didn't come out of the game right away. He stayed in for a couple more plays. Then it was Brissett for the rest of the game, basically the last three quarters that you saw. But prior to that, I thought that May looked pretty good. I thought that this was a natural progression for him. The Jets have a good secondary, although their safeties were both out. They did have their starting corners out there, and they do have, I think, a top five or maybe even a top three pass defense in the league right now. So that was a test for him. That was going to be a test for him, and I thought that for the most part, you didn't see him throw that much. He only threw six balls, but he was able to escape the pressure. He was able to get around, you know, Hassan Reddick and Mosley before he left the game, and who's the other linebacker they have there is pretty good. Either way, they have, you know, they got some guys there on that defense, and I thought that he navigated all that pretty well prior to the hit. That
how long does this last?
What?
The honeymoon period, like the qualifiers, the, oh, he did this in a loss, or he got to go off to a good start, and then they lost, and then, oh, he looked good, then he got hurt. Like,
till the end of this year.
So he gets the whole year.
He gets this whole year because he didn't start the year.
Because these are all like mini moral victories, mini May moral victories, I will call them, where you're feeling good about certain things, but they're not really leading to, we live in a place where the same guy started every game and won every game. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, that's the quarterback
position. I don't
think
people position. Are expecting that. I don't think
they're
expecting that from him.
But you're expecting him to be a franchise quarterback, and you know what a franchise quarterback does? Plays every game,
mm-hmm.
plays every quarter, plays more often than not well, right? Like, plays at a better level more often than not. And right now, I just feel like he's getting the new guy, fresh guy, rookie guy treatment, honeymoon period. And I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very happy. Hell, I showed you my notebook. May is fun.
Yep.
That was my takeaway from this game. May is fun. Like, you have a modern quarterback. It's fun to enjoy the quarterback position again. The quarterback position has not been fun for the bulk of the last 5 years, whatever it's been. But how long do we then we hold him to the stand? Right now he's held to that standard. When does he get held to the standard of a real quarterback? The end of the year?
I think
he gets
the
whole rookie year?
I think this, well, first of all, I think in terms of real quarterbacks, he's had numbers and had performances that are on par with the real quarterbacks in the league. So I don't think that it's all, like, if he went out there and had a real stinker of a game, he hasn't had one of those yet.
Nope.
If he went out there and had one of those, people would mention it. People would say it. It would be something that was part of it. You might not be quite as rabid about it because it's still his first year, and he joined a team that was 1-4. I mean, he didn't join the team, but he started when the team was already 1-4, so he didn't have a great, there was no expectations for them to win a bunch of games and make a playoff push
sure.
or anything like that. And now with his injury, I think that's even going to do more for this. But I'd say till the end of this season, people are going to look at this as Drake May's development is what matters. Next year, it's going to be Drake May's results and the team results with him quarterbacking it. That's when it's going to start to be, okay, you had your rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
We know it was kind of a mess, and the receivers were dropping the balls, and Stevenson was fumbling, and blah, 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 all this other stuff happened. Alex Van Pelt was your offensive coordinator. Who knows if he's going to be next year? Like, a lot of things could change between now and then, but I think that that's, for me anyway, it's going to be the end of any kind of grace period for a second-year quarterback. Now you got to start producing.
I guess I was kind of thinking back in a little bit of a way to Jimmy Garoppolo when he filled in for Brady, and it was awesome first game.
Yep.
Oh, my God, the beginning of the second game was, oh, he's hurt.
Yep.
Oh, and now he's not playing.
Kiko Alonso just earth slammed him into the ground.
And now he's soft and a pansy, and Scott Zolak's ripping him all over the radio everywhere he can speak. And, like, it turned on that quickly. And I know it was different because he was never probably going to be the guy, mm-hmm. so it didn't really matter. But that was a short honeymoon period for Jimmy Garoppolo in a different situation. And I just wonder, will it be good enough all year? Because, as you said, I don't love how you say it and portray it and display it, but he had a knee issue and a head issue
mm-hmm.
in 2.25 games.
Yep.
That's not a great ratio, right?
No.
In 5 games, that means there's 2 more injuries coming. In 10 games, that means there's 4 more injuries coming.
And like, maybe he's injury prone. You know?
See, you're doing it already.
Maybe he is.
I don't think he is.
Okay, I hope he's not. I don't want him to be, but maybe, yeah, listen, guys are injury prone sometimes. It happens.
And that these know? Are the questions
Jimmy
I'm going to ask.
Jimmy Garoppolo is injury prone.
Or maybe he's, yeah, he's good and he's fun, but he doesn't win. Like, that'll be a question at some point.
Because
mm-hmm. quarterbacks, even young ones, we've had enough of them lately, from C.J. Stroud to Jaden Daniels.
Sure have.
Find a way to win.
Yep.
Now they're already questioning, in Chicago, Caleb Williams. And what kind of quarterback he's going to be. Like, the honeymoon period feels like it's ending rather quickly for him.
Yeah,
in
I
Chicago.
Guess. I don't know if I'd blame that game on him, but
no, I'd blame it on Stevenson.
Yeah, I'd blame it on whatever that guy. Yeah, the guy who didn't come back and guard the tip guy in the back of the end zone. But, you know, you're right.
He was like a wrestler in that. Like, that was a bad – you know how you're always like, how do you not see what's going on behind you? He was like a wrestler addressing the crowd while his tag teammate is getting, like, a chair shot and getting smashed and like – that was almost I've never seen. You talk about things you've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
like the timeouts or the 2-point. And I've never seen a guy that engaged with the crowd. And then.
And he was, I mean, once the play started, he was where he needed to be. He got back.
I don't know
the
that
zone.
He was. He was supposed to be with the deep guy.
But then,
and he deflected the ball to the deep guy.
Yeah.
What
I mean is he got his hand on the ball.
Yeah.
He deflected
well, maybe if he wasn't jawing with the crowd for the first 3 seconds of the play, he would have just caught the ball or batted it down instead of late throwing a hand up, deflecting it up. And the guy's just like, wow, boy, am I glad there's nobody around me. I thought there'd be more people here, but touchdown.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, I got to say. That's the type of thing that happens in a special season. Washington's having a special season.
Oh,
you can tell.
How special?
I think it's a special season for them. I don't
Super
know
Bowl special?
Not Super Bowl special, but maybe a playoff win special. I could see that.
Yeah, I don't rule that out.
I could see them doing that this year.
Because I think
thought
he's
last
special.
Last year Stroud was special, and they won a playoff game, and
right.
they got smoked by Baltimore. But, you know, that could happen with this Washington team.
I think Daniel is more special.
Might be.
I don't – he exudes a certain aura or thing. He started it at LSU.
Yep.
And
well, he started at Arizona State.
No, but I mean, I think the it factor somehow kind of started to develop at LSU. Even the Heisman ceremony, I don't even remember what I liked, but I remember enjoying the Heisman ceremony. Something to do with interaction with his parents, I think. There was something there. And now seeing the way he carries himself, he doesn't do anything that seems rookie-esque. Like, no disrespect to our guy. I love Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a youthful rookiness to him.
He definitely does. He seems like a young guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Jaden Daniels seems like the starting quarterback of the Commanders, right? Just like in a, I
like
expect
he walked
it.
In and he got
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
this is where he should be.
Yeah,
right?
He has that, and I agree with the specialness in terms of that. I don't know where that leads to, because that's the other thing. This is why I love the NFL. Ah, they're having a special season. They hit a Hail Mary. They could lose their next 4 games.
Yeah.
And we're talking about up. What?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Washington's back to where they belong.
Not special anymore.
Right. And or Dallas could get hot. Tomorrow, we definitely should do the Bill Watch.
Oh, 100%. I'm annoyed that I forgot about it today. But yes, we should definitely get into that as well. 617-779-7937. Shane is in Plymouth. He has a thought on the sliding technique of Drake May. Go ahead, Shane.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to talk to Andy about it. But 345 more wins, that's what Mayo needs to tie Shula. So we're on our way,
All right, hey, pretty any day now, we'll get there.
Yeah, just keep chopping wood, right? But
yep.
Andy, I like all your takes and everything. What about, like, Jaden Daniels or Drake May? If they do what you do, they're going to be a paraplegic invalid drooling on themselves. Why are you telling people to dive head first into people like Barmore or Michael Parsons?
Whoa. I didn't say I dive into
Andy,
people.
Reckless.
Avoid the people. No. Avoid the people.
You clearly said
nope.
2 days
oh,
now,
I didn't.
2 days in a row, Andy, you've been hyping this take on the radio. It's reckless.
Thanks for listening.
You're telling people that play quarterback or positions like that to dive head first, that it's safer.
Yeah. Yes.
Dive head first.
Yes.
You're going to get somebody paralyzed, Andy.
No.
Watch what you're saying.
But that makes no sense.
Head coach of UConn said that.
Yeah.
So take it up with him.
Because I never said run headfirst into the solid mass, like cops that shoot center of mass don't shoot center of mass.
What do you think's going to happen, Andy, when people are diving headfirst?
They'll dive to the left or to
the
right. They control where they go.
They have a penalty for that when the defender piles on. That's the penalty. It's a flag. But what Andy's talking about is going to get somebody paralyzed.
You keep saying paralyzed. It's not going to get somebody paralyzed. How many running backs get paralyzed? I see them lower their head all the time. What are you talking about?
You are telling people point their head and dive head first.
Yes. Not into a person. Not into a person. There's space.
Both helmets hit each other at maximum velocity, and the guy.
Oh, so now the defender is spearing? Is the defender spearing? Is the defender spearing? Because now it's another penalty. That's called spearing.
You'll be drooling and paralyzed for the rest of your life.
Okay. Yeah. You can keep being dramatic with the paralysis.
I mean, this is reckless.
I mean, what are you talking about? If they dive head first and they hit another helmet, that's called spearing.
Jim Mora Jr., the playoff guy's son, what did he ever do? That guy's a terrible coach.
NFL
team,
coach Washington, coached UCLA, coaches UConn. I would think he'd qualify as a football expert.
All of them. Failed with the Falcons, failed in college. Now he's bummed his way all the way down to UConn. Awesome resume.
Why do you hate
anyway,
him?
Andy, you are telling people to dive with their heads.
Let me guess,
first.
They're going to get paralyzed.
Yes.
I beat you to it.
All right.
Yeah, well, jackal.
That was a fun call. I enjoyed that. Thanks, Shane.
I do appreciate the call, Shane.
779-7937 is the phone number. By the way, and I'm just realizing this now, it is time for us too, and we've
circling the drain was that
all
call.
Day. It was, yes, indeed. Take a look at the football National Football League's league leaders in Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes. Who do you want? Circling the Drain or league leader, Andy?
I'll do Circling the Drain.
Okay, and I wonder who it is.
Circling the Drain. No. Circling the Drain everywhere is the ability of apparently quarterbacks to walk, because if they ever dive forward, they're all going to be paralyzed and drooling, according to Shane. Even though I watch guys do it all the time, and you know what my biggest question would be? Would be shoulders. Teaching them to dive in a way that they don't pop out a shoulder, you know, suffer an AC separation, AC joint, break a collarbone. But I think it can be done quite easily. You teach them to fall. Maybe you can go to Giselle's jiu-jitsu instructor to teach them to fall properly forward.
Oh, you
forward.
Mean the expectance?
She slipped forward and fell on his...
Hey!
Well, whoa!
What?
Hey, whoa! I don't know.
Now she's got a baby.
That's true. If you didn't know this, I was gonna save this for odds and ends. But congratulations!
Yes,
to the happy couple, Giselle and the karate guy, are expecting their first
jiu-jitsu.
Child.
Don't just throw it around
jiu-jitsu,
like that.
Whatever.
They're not all the same.
The martial artist and Giselle are expecting their first child, her third, but they're together first little baby. That's beautiful, I think. And that's brave of her. She's like 45, right? And
brave of her?
Yeah, you know. Ladies that age often don't get pregnant again. They don't try to.
True.
You know?
I don't know if she was trying to.
Maybe she wasn't.
Maybe she was just having fun.
Could be, you know? It certainly could be.
But yeah, Circling the Drain are spines everywhere if quarterbacks dive head first, apparently. Even though I can't remember the last running back who leads with his head, because they all lower their heads, correct? Running backs?
Pretty much, yeah.
How many of those have been paralyzed lately? You see them all drooling all over the place?
The only guy that ever got paralyzed ever was that tight end of Buffalo, remember? And then Dr. Cappuccino fixed him, and he was walking around. He walked into the locker room. You remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't think Kevin, that's the only guy.
He's the only guy I can remember.
He was the guy at Rutgers.
NFL
the most
player,
common one.
The NFL player.
The two pass rushers hitting each other. Remember the guy in the Jets did it? They're like the DNs and the quarterback moves, and they like collide head first. That's been a common one. Or on special teams.
Who got paralyzed? Who's been paralyzed in the NFL recently?
Oh, not that many. That's my whole point.
That right. Kevin...
Shane was a boob. I appreciate you liking my takes other than this one, but that was a boob of a phone call.
What was that guy's name? Tight end paralyzed. It was Kevin something. Kevin... Everett. Kevin Everett
yes.
was the guy. Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. And I remember the play, too. It wasn't even much of a play. He was just running up to make a block, and he hit the guy head first.
It usually isn't.
He was down, and he was paralyzed, and then they reversed it. That guy, I remember the guy's name was Dr. Cappuccino.
Oh, I thought you were making a bad joke.
I'm not making a joke. I swear to God.
I thought it was a poorly placed joke.
Dr. Andrew Surgeon, orthopedic surgeon Andrew Cappuccino, who performed the surgery and used a treatment called induced hypothermia to reduce the swelling around Everett's spine. And then he was up that same season. He got up and he walked into the locker room and made a speech to the team, and then they lost to the Patriots. But I remember all that happening, and that's the only guy I remember in my lifetime, NFL player, that ever got paralyzed.
Yeah, there was the kid at Rutgers.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams play. I mean, there's a handful, and it's usually, you're right, it's not from the dramatic hit, the dramatic lowering of the head.
Right.
It's usually something more seemingly benign. But yes, thank you, Shane.
All right, so that's who's circling the drain. Who's leading the league? There's a couple of different ways I could go here. The Detroit Lions with a huge win over the Tennessee Titans. Your next opponent, by the way.
Mm.
You can make a case for them. You can make a case for the Buffalo Bills having sewed up the AFC East with a punishing win over the Seahawks in Seattle. But it's got to be the Chiefs, right? They're still undefeated.
Yes. As much as Patriots fans don't want to acknowledge it and want to say Patrick Mahomes stinks and he's not playing well, and some idiot Andy Hart said Drake May's playing better football, which... He may actually be playing better football, but the Chiefs
Mahomes
are
had a good game. He had a good game yesterday.
I don't know.
And,
I saw an ugly pick.
Kelsey had a good game too.
Yeah, it's about time Kelsey came
got
alive.
In the end zone, 90-yard. Like that's for him. That's big stuff today. And then of course the Commanders improving to 6-2, 4-0 at home with that crazy, crazy Hail Mary finish. You got to put them up there too. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with odds and ends.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app